Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Basra, Perig Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Amechris Habayas. Someone sells a house. Lemacher Hayetzia. That doesn't mean that included in that sale would be the shed that is attached to the wall of the house. The Afopi, even though Shehi, that this shed, this Yetzia, is Psucha Letoichi, even if it opens into the house. The shed is a separate thing. And if you bought the house, you didn't necessarily buy the shed. Now, those times, they used to build like this shed that was attached to the back wall of the house. They used it as a porch or as an extra room. Matanura points out that the Beis HaMikdash had what's called yitzios attached to the walls in the back. But the Maaseh of the Mishnah says it's considered a separate property. Assuming, says the Matanura, that the yitzia, this shed, is larger than 4 square amos. If it's smaller than that, it is included in the house. Vaitra says the Mishnah, if you buy a house, veloi, also not included in the sale, is hacheder shelefnim mimenu, is like this storage room that is within the house itself. This is a big chiddush, even though it's mamish inside the house, but it's not used the way a house is used, and therefore it's not sold. Now the Batanura explains that even though this is mamish located in the house, it's not like the yitzia that's attached to the house. It's located in the house, and you have to walk through the house to get to it. But it wasn't used for living space, and therefore it's not included in the house. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Aleihas Hagag, nor has he sold the right to use the roof. Let's say he wants to use the roof to dry fruits. Bizman, during a time sheyesh lo mika gvoya asara tvachim. If the rooftop had a mica, mica's a fence, that's at least 10 tvachim high surrounding it, so it's considered a separate entity. And if I sold my house, that doesn't mean that I sold the fenced-in rooftop. Now, if there's no 10 tvachim fence, so the roof wasn't being used by the seller. So then it kind of becomes bottled to the house. When he sold the house, he sold the roof. Rabbi Huda says, Im yeshloi tsuras pesach. If there is a doorway leading from the house to the roof, then even if I don't have my 10 tefachim high fence, einoi mocher. Then when I sold the house, I did not sell the right to use the roof. It doesn't come along automatically. In other words, Rabbi Huda says, if there's a way to go from the house to the roof, that means the roof is a chash of a place on its own. And therefore, it's not included in the sale of the house. But Tanur tells us, however, that the halacha is not like Reb Yehuda. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah, if you sell a house, the shed, even though it's attached to the back wall, doesn't come along automatically, even if it opens into the house, provided that it has 4 amis. If it has less than 4 amis, it's not chashiv, and it kind of comes along with the house then. It's not a separate thing. If you sell a house, you didn't sell the storage room that's within the house itself. Even though this is mamish inside the house, not something attached to the house, but it's used in a different way. If you sell a house, you did not sell the roof space. If the roof space has a gate, high 10 tefachim, which it has to api halacha, the Torah says, now let it leave a roof without a gate that's high 10 tefachim. So if until now the owner of the house was using this roof, ichveis, to dry fruits or produce, he can still continue to use it. I never meant to sell the roof. But if there's no gate that's high 10 tefachim, which means you can't use the roof, so you were never using it till now, so it becomes bottled to the house. Rabbi Huda says, even without a fence that's high 10 tefachim, if there's a doorway leading from the house to the roof, then the roof is considered chashuv enough that it's a separate entity. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.